and welcome back to a brand new podcast episode. Today, drum roll, I have such a special guest for you. My name is Jules. I'm your host here on Abundant Self. And today in this episode, I have a guest speaker for you. She's a content creator, confidence coach for women, and aspiring author from the Netherlands. Welcome, Linde. Hello, hello. Welcome to Abundant Self.
Yes. So thank you for having me. First of all, I'm super excited for this. And as you said, I'm Linda from the Netherlands. I've been a content creator for the last 3 years, confidence coach the last year, which was my like all-time big dream. So I would love to chat about that because I know so many people have dreams and the only thing that's keeping them back is themselves. And indeed, aspiring author. I just signed a deal with that. So that's hopefully manifesting soon as well. So everything is falling into place.
Wow, that is so, so exciting. Now, for anyone here right now listening who doesn't know you or hasn't checked out your page yet, where can we find you? Of course, I'm going to link everything down in the show notes below as well. But what is your Instagram handle? Where can anyone find you? Do you have a website? Any other like pages on social media? Just feel free to share.
Yeah, so I mostly am on Instagram. It's at GrowWithLinda. You can find inspiration, but also tips for confidence there. I struggled with anxiety and mental health issues too. So there's a lot of about that as well. I'm on TikTok as well. Just Linda Hues, at Linda Hues. And hopefully this year, YouTube. But I have been procrastinating on that one. So.
Well, thank you for your honesty, first of all. I think like that's like the best when we just dive straight into all the topics, confidence, you know, procrastination, of course, as well. And from you working with your clients, what is like something that you've seen as like, you already mentioned, you know, the biggest thing is you yourself holding you back. But have you seen like a pattern more or less with the women that you're working with currently?
1000%. So women come with me with the same issues always. Like they manifest differently, but they're not speaking up in their career, or they have a dream they're not chasing, or they are avoiding deeper connections, or they are always in their mind, always overthinking. And when we get to the root of that, there's always like a very strong belief, always. And I call it the self-image. It's basically how you view yourself. So with women, for example, who always worry about if they are being judged or good enough or people won't like me, that's because deep down they believe that about themselves. Like, I'm not a fun person, or I don't like myself, or in their jobs, like, I'm not good enough. It always comes back to the same thing. And it's so magical once you kind of reframe that belief from maybe I'm not good enough or I'm a bad person to people like to be around me or I'm good enough. Everything starts to shift. You see them getting their spark back. They become more themselves also in the coaching calls. And then finally they do the things they actually wanted to do. So I think that is one of the major patterns I see happening with women like all the time.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like this is also something that I work with my clients on, is like this, the reprogramming, right? It's like this of the society and like the conditioning that we have inside of us since little children. And it's so interesting to see how that can then shift by going to the root cause of the problem, which most of the times is not the partner, is not the boss, is not, you know, the work. It's literally the belief about yourself. So I just love that you're doing this work. Oh my goodness. Just take a moment to thank you, because you are such an inspiring person out there helping so many women on, you know, like a really, really deep level, and also creating this ripple effect of what you say. When you go to the root cause and you shift that belief, you see like there's almost like this spark that glows them from them, you know? So that's really amazing. How long have you, yeah, of course, how long, well, you said 1 year coaching. How long have you been thinking with this thought of like, okay, now is my time. I changed myself through changing my beliefs. I'm going to go for it and start being a coach.
So that's there's a long history there because I always wanted to become a psychologist because that desire to help people has always been there. But when I was like deciding what studies to do and everything, I was like, I can't handle myself. Stand alone, somebody else. You're the same. Like all coaches, they have similar stories. It's so funny. And then I just went through like first my mental health issues, like getting in contact with psychologists and learning that even though I was going through a therapist, I wasn't actually growing confident. I actually still didn't like myself. And they were still like, well, you're just an anxious person. It's part of you. You need to accept it. And then I was like, that doesn't sit right with me. So I started to work on that. And that kind of shifted in 2020. No, yeah, 2020, it shifted. And I was like, okay, wow, I'm actually growing so confident in myself. Like, that's so weird because, like, my therapist told me I couldn't, basically. So that is when the seed was planted back in, and I was like, I can help people. I want to help people. So I started posting online, and that was my first step because I knew I first had to do like a new coaching study. So I was like, you know what? First 2 years, I'm just gonna post. And that kept the ball rolling. I eventually grew to over 400K followers because I just kept implementing the practices I bring to my clients as well. And then last year was the time where I was like, okay, I got the study done. I have my practice in. I can do it. Now the only thing that's holding me back is me. So now I'm making the jump. Like if I hadn't done these other things, it would make sense that I didn't take the jump. But last year was that jump for me for sure.
Was it scary, honestly?
Of course, I tell my clients this all the time, right? It is supposed to be scary. Like when they're like, yeah, I really want to do it, but there's something wrong with me because I still feel scared. I'm like, yeah, what? There's nothing wrong with you. Like I feel scared all the time. It is just a decision of being like, yes, it's scary, but I have a deep belief that I can handle it if I just take it one step at a time. It's like the courage part. How is that for you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's always like this. There's no such thing as growth when you're not a little bit scared, or like there's this feeling of like, oh, uncertainty. And especially in my case, you've seen me online traveling and living abroad. I learned Spanish from zero. Like I came to Chile, I did not know any Spanish. And of course it was so scary. So I totally understand you. Yeah. It's like this thought of like, I don't know if you've heard it before or anyone right now listening, but when you sit in your uncomfort and you sit in, the situation that you're currently stuck at, for example, the pain is so much bigger than actually just jumping and just going for it and being like, okay, I know this leads to something so much better.
I love that you say that because that is so true. We can make it so much bigger than it actually is, and then you jump right in. Like it's like I heard this quote. I'm not sure if I can say it correctly, but it's like fear is like this very big puddle that's like an inch deep, so it looks like very scary. And then you step into it, and you're like, oh, I can stand.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. I haven't heard it yet. I love that. That's a really good metaphor, definitely. Wow. Okay, so are you working right now with any women out there? Is there like a process to apply for one-on-one coaching with you? What is kind of like going on right now in your world?
So I do work. I work with 12 people at the moment, and I'm going to grow that like 5 a month, I'm feeling like, because if you start something new, you first want to make sure like you handle it completely well, because that also helps with the confidence. So that's why I started with just 12 to be sure that it actually works. So right now I just do it through my DMs. So I let people send me a word. I just explain a little bit in my stories and in my reels, and I have a chat with them, and I really take the time with the people. So I have like a long DM conversation. If I got that gut feeling like, okay, I can help you with this, I jump on a call with them. So if people want to work together, just shoot me a DM, and I take the time to really see if this program that I do helps you, because I know exactly who it can actually help and who would actually need something else. And I think maybe you can align with that as well. With coaching, it's so important to know who your client is and who isn't, basically.
So good. Now, can we speak a little bit more about like your whole audience and how you grew over 400,000 people? That's just insane. So amazing. Do you have any like, I don't want to say like tips, but is it literally that you were just showing up every single day and that's how you grew this account? Or what is like your, I guess, confidence recipe to showing up online and talking on stories, talking on camera? Because it hasn't always been that way, right?
No, I started with like just posting quotes because I was so afraid of posting. So I always get this question of people like, yeah, what is your tip? What is your kind of magic pill? And you know, with some people, they want that quick fix, but this isn't a quick fix. Like, it took me 3 years, which is still quite quickly. But it is actually just showing up and getting better every single day. Like, it's with everything. If you want to succeed in something, all you need to do is, well, be authentic and real. Show up the best that you can. And if you are not at your best, don't worry about that. You can't do better then. And yeah, just getting better bit by bit. Like, that is what has gotten me here. And I also feel like the, yeah, just kind of walking the talk. Because I've always had that feedback from my followers that they really feel like everything I say, it just shows I've gone through it and that I'm going through it. Like, I don't give advice that I haven't personally like experienced and did, like, done a lot. And that shows, like, with some people, you kind of see, like, they're not really walking the talk that they're talking. So something feels off in the way that they communicate. And then it's really hard to build an honest community if you're not really honest with yourself, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. So good. Because, again, coming back to, like, our industry of, you know, coaches and content creators where you can feel the integrity. Like, you can feel if someone is honest or not. And also people, like, even though it's just literally a screen and a device, but still people can feel the energy through the stories, through the content, through what you're talking. And so obviously, like, it would make nothing sense to be super insecure about yourself and, you know, like, shy and hiding, but then being like, I am teaching you how to be confident. Like, it just wouldn't work. People would be like questioning it, of course. So it just makes absolute sense that you, by being yourself, you know, talking freely and also sharing your personal story, because I know here and there you're like, hey, I was not always like that before, you know, I have a huge personal transformation behind me. And so people can connect to that.
Yeah. And I love what you say as well about, like, if you're insecure, you're going to like act like you're not. People feel that. And it's not bad to be insecure, but you just have to be honest about it. It's like, I've noticed my page grows like so insanely like big every time I'm aligned with myself and my truth. If that's a positive truth, like, oh my God, I'm feeling so good. Or if it's a bad truth, like, I'm really going into like a downward thing right now. As long as you openly communicate and it's aligned wherever you might be, I've always seen like things go viral. It's like it's so weird. Of course, there's an algorithm behind it, but I also feel like there's energetics behind it. Have you noticed that?
I feel like it's so much energetics. And I can also tell from my own personal experience that it's so funny because I do Instagram for like 8 years or so. I really started early posting. Back then, I remember it was like travel photos, you know, where like it was so aesthetic and just like a travel picture. And then I turned into more of like a fitness account. And I remember that over those years, like 2019, 2020, I really always wanted to hit the 10K. It was like still back then with like the swipe up link. And I was like, oh my goodness, I need to get the swipe up link. And I was so obsessed about the number and like, I need to have 10K followers. And it's so interesting because there was this energy behind it of like forcing and, you know, trying so hard. And so, interesting enough, I then at one point and I started my coaching and I was like, you know what? Forget about the numbers. Like, I don't want to chase that anymore. And I really just leaned back and I was like, I'm not gonna focus on that anymore. Like, I am now here to help one specific person. And if that one person gets a great result, or we create this connection, that's amazing. And then just now, actually, in October, I think, 2023, my personal account, which was an account that I had just to post selfies or like sometimes a little bit of like the life here in Chile as a foreigner, blew completely up. And I had within 2 months, I got like 20 new follow 20,000 new followers. So now obviously I'm above the 10K, but it's like it can actually happen that fast and that easy when you release control and when you just don't kind of like force it anymore. So like the energetics, yes.
Yes, the forcing part. Like the moment you let go, it just goes through the roof again. But but I'm so curious to know because you had your other account and you're like you did your new account now, your business account, right? So you're starting from scratch again with that account. You've been working a bit on it already. How did you let go of the? How did you let go? Because you've built something, and you're like, I'm gonna redo it. How? Yeah. Can you take me through the process?
Such a good question. I feel like it's exactly that, what I just said, that I was like in this process of releasing the numbers. And then I saw this huge shift happening on my personal account, which now I also get to use and monetize in some way and form. For example, like it's here in Chile where I am, but I had so many brands talk to me and they pay me now to create content for them or something like that, because I have now, I think by now it's like 23,000 or something, but very local. Like they're all Chilean people, so the brands talk to me and are like, hey, can you create this content, or can you come into our restaurant and we pay you and you can eat, but you create content for that. And that's something that I really always wanted as well. Like it's not that I wanted this audience and like just numbers, but I really wanted to do what I love, and I love content creation. So it just like gave me this feeling of, okay, if I release control, amazing things happen. Like magic actually happens. And I teach manifestation, I teach those things, so I should know. But still, sometimes we're so in our own process that we forget about those things. And so I came back to myself and was like, okay, embody what you preach, embody what you teach, Jules. And so basically, I was like, I have on it was Jules Manifests on my business account, 4,500 followers. But I know that the right people, the aligned people, will come over if I start a new account. And I've been thinking about starting a new account for the last year, like literally 12 months of thinking, should I start a new Instagram account for my business? Should I not? Exactly, because I went through so much, from posting travel content to really being focused on fitness because I used to be a personal trainer, to then going into mindset, now freedom lifestyle business. So it was like a lot of, I guess, not being very sure of what I do actually. And that also got transmitted to the people in my audience. So I felt like I am not even attracting the right people into my audience. And I much rather throw 4,500 like followers, this number, into the bin, start from scratch. But now I know that the right people come over to my new account. And with those incredible women, I can start growing an audience and actually have like a support network. So that is like all behind it.
I love it. Like the trust part is so big. Like trust that the right people will come. And if you trust, you will have different actions that you wouldn't have had if you probably hold on to the other account that bring in those people.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, because in the end, and it's so funny, just yesterday I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's an embodiment coach, and she was like, I don't get views. And she was like really frustrated about the Instagram algorithm. And I get it. Like, we all sometimes get so frustrated about it because it's tough, you know? Instagram has changed. The algorithm is changing constantly. And so if you are someone who creates content and mainly also drives traffic or, you know, like lead generation through Instagram, getting clients from this one platform, I know it can feel frustrating to not have the views, not get the engagement, not grow your account and all of those things. But I was talking to her and I said, can you maybe reframe that and try to let go of the number, let go of this release and celebrate even just that one person that gets into your corner of the internet and help that person?
Yeah, because you forget about the people who do show up because you're just so focused on the people who don't. Like, I had it as well. Like, I like with content or with Instagram, there's like this, the 10K idea. Like, oh my God, I need to hit 10K for no reason at all. And I was posting like so long, I think the first year, and it was really rough getting to 1,000 followers. And I noticed myself like being like, oh my God, like, how do I get to a 10K? And then I just stopped for a moment and I looked at the 1K that I had and was like, these are 1,000 people that I don't know. Like, I don't know any of them and they're following me and I'm helping them, like really getting aligned with, okay, just help them. And then the people will come in eventually if you stop looking at it.
And look at you. Now you have a community of incredible women. You have 400,000 people in your audience who all want to learn from you and grow with you and boost their confidence with you. So I think, Linda, this is like just such a testimony of your work, of showing up authentically also. And to wrap up this whole episode, I'd love for you to give one piece of advice to someone who is right now listening, to maybe this person being like, I'm so afraid to start my own journey. I'm so afraid to share my voice. I'm afraid to get judged. Is there something that you can tell that person right now as, you know, confidence coach?
For sure. Like the person you just described, that was me 1,000%. Afraid to show my own voice, to work for the things I wanted, to be myself. And my piece of advice would be like, first realize that fear that you're feeling is not a problem or an issue. It's actually directing you to the things you need to face. That's all it's doing. If you're afraid to voice your opinions, it's pointing to the direction that you need to do that. And then how you can actually do this, it's something I do with my clients a bit more further in the program that I do. It's like exposure methods. It's like having this big goal, for example, wanting to become a coach, super scary. Where do I start? You just take all the steps down, like less scary steps, and you start with step one, the easiest thing you can do. So that might look like sharing a quote on Instagram. That was my first step. The next step is sharing a picture of yourself with your opinion. The next step is maybe posting a reel, setting up your program, like all these tiny steps. Start, don't focus on the big mountain in front of you. Just focus on that very small step that you can take. And the same for if you are feeling very insecure, like socially, what is one small thing you can do to challenge yourself? Like texting a friend, for some people that's like, that gives them anxiety, or going somewhere alone, or meeting a new person. Like, find that one small thing that you can do and then just work your way up. You have all the time in the world. Just work yourself up.
Oh, I love that you said that. That was amazing. Thank you so, so much for being here on Abundant Self, for joining us in this conversation. Also, if you're right now tuning in and listening, make sure to give her a follow. We're gonna leave everything down in the description box as always. And yeah, feel free to also, of course, slide into both of our DMs and tell us, you know, your main takeaway from this episode. Linda, thank you for being here. I'm sending you so much love. And anyone listening right now also, we see you next week. Bye.